how much of my personal life do you really, really want to know about? Yeah, that's what I thought. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Our guest this hour is a fascinating man. He is the former governor of Minnesota, the one and only Jesse Ventura. He is releasing the second edition of his New York Times best-selling novel, American Conspiracies. Jesse has made quite a name for himself since leaving office in Minnesota about taking the stories that lend themselves to the largest amount of speculation about conspiracy theories. If you ever saw his series on True TV, they do a very good job with taking all of these stories and really breaking things down. And if you're a believer in this kind of stuff or not, he does offer this information in a very compelling way. Christina Staffa will be by, and we will talk with Jesse Ventura. After that, it'll be this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard, followed by jobs with the highest gender pay gaps. Do you realize that in 2015, there are still jobs that men make much more than women do? Very surprising, and we will have them for you. After that, Christina will be by and we will talk about some of the strangest preschool regulations in existence. You will not be, you're not going to want to drop your kid off at nursery school or at daycare this week after we tell you some of these. Do you know that in one state, they actually had to pass a law to define that a child is actually something called a child? Really, yes. It is interesting and quite alarming all at the same time, and we will have the story. We start things off this hour with, how much do you want to know about the personalities that you watch on television, listen to on radio and online, and celebrities in general? And I talk specifically now about morning television. Have you noticed over the past few years, we have learned more and more about the personal lives and the personal health situations of the people that we are watching between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. local time? Robin Roberts and her battles, and Amy Robach and her battles, also from Good Morning America. I was looking, just browsing the news headlines this week, and I see a story about Amy Robach, and it reads, "My oncologist said you're out of the baby-making business forever." There was a time you really didn't know much at all about the people you watched on television. And it started to become, I don't know when this really did start. Was it 10 years ago where all of a sudden, if someone was dealing with a personal issue, especially a health issue, they went on the air and they talked about it? Amy Robach has had her run-in with cancer over the past few years, and now she's been told not to have any more children. Do you feel that when you go into work that you have to divulge everything that's going on in your personal life to your coworkers? Now, it's a much different situation, okay? If you don't work in media, you're dealing with a select group of people that you see every day. It's a controlled group. If you work with 10 people, 37 people, whatever. But when you're a media personality and you're in front of a microphone or in front of a camera, and people tend to bring you into their family, it's now assumed that if you're in that sort of position that you have to tell everybody what's going on. And when you have some very personal health situations going on, do you really have to divulge it to everyone? I think people find solace in the fact that, hey, I watch Amy every day. She's dealing with this, so she seems to be doing well. She's hanging in there, so can I. And I think that's why they do this. But it is interesting because this was never the case before. And there are countless examples of people that made their living in the public spotlight and got sick and dealt with things, and you never knew about it until after the fact. But now it's not the case, especially on morning TV. If Robin Roberts is sick, if Amy Robach is sick, if Al Roker had surgery, you're going to know about it at the top of the show the very next day. Stay with us. Jesse Ventura is coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad? This All-Star was a potent scorer for the Dallas Mavericks in the 1980s. He scored 17,000 points in his 13 NBA seasons, making him the Mavs' second all-time leading scorer.
Blackman drives. Bowie is there. Blackman scores anyway.
So where is Rolando Blackman now? Rolando played three seasons in Europe in the mid-90s before finally retiring. He's currently an assistant coach with the Turkish national team and helped lead them to a silver medal in the 2010 World Championships. Rolando rejoined the Mavericks in 2005 and is currently the team's director of basketball development.
You've got to make sure and understand what the talent pool is all about and keep an eye on who's coming, who's playing, and who can really help your team to win.
Sounds like Mark Cuban owes somebody a raise. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Think green. Harrison with you. An organization called ecobusiness.com has conducted extensive research over the past year to determine the real carbon footprint of flying in commercial aircraft. Turns out the way airlines have been calculating the numbers shows at best some serious fudging of numbers. The goal, of course, is carbon offsetting, in which we limit our carbon footprint in one area to offset a larger use in another. Air travel is considered the worst offender of all greenhouse gas-wise. Conclusive results for just a return flight from New York to L.A. range from 2 to 3 metric tons per passenger per flight. EcoBusiness's stated purpose for their analysis was to encourage carbon offset providers to increase the accuracy of their measurements, thereby enhancing the already wobbly credibility of the airline industry. More at ecobusinesslinks.com.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.